This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I would like to discuss tonight the subject on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says that a husband has a responsibility to eat with his wife on Friday night. The Mishnah says, V'oicheles imai milele Shabbos lele Shabbos. She eats with him from Friday night to Friday night. Among the obligations that a husband has, the Mishnah started off by speaking about a husband who provides for his wife through a third party. Among all the obligations that the Mishnah discusses is the right that a woman has to eat with her husband Friday night. And the question is, where does this right come from? Why is a husband required to eat with his wife Friday night? It sounds like from the Mishnah he's not required to eat with her during the week. So then why is he required to eat with her Friday night? So Rashi says, very interestingly, V'aychelas imay leil Shabbos shehu leil oina. Leil Shabbos is the night of the mitzvah of oina. And so what? Just because it's the night of the mitzvah of oina, why does that mean that he has to eat with her? Apparently, Rashi holds there's a connection between the mitzvah of oina and eating with one's wife. Presumably, what Rashi is saying is that since a person has an obligation to be mekayim in the mitzvah of oina, then one has to eat with her as a way of preparing, as a way of creating the proper setup, the proper context for the mitzvah of oina. In other words, since there's a mitzvah of oina Friday night, therefore part of that mitzvah incorporates eating with her. That seems to be Rashi Shita. And the Ramban writes this explicitly. Ramban writes, says, Umiu kaimalin krem nachan to amar oicheles mamish. Now there's a machloikis. What does it mean, v'oicheles imai? Does it refer to the mitzvah of oina itself, tashmish, or does it refer to eating? So we hold, like Rav Nachman, the Ramban says, that you have to mamish eat with her. But says Ramban, v'ini yadeh meizatam, I really don't know what the reason is. Says Ramban, v'yishloim rambim nesho oicheles imai, because he eats with her, humatzi lavay aleha, he can live with her. V'hi leil oina, it's the night of oina. V'im toicha b'bayis acher, but if he's going to eat in another house, g'nai hula, lavay la'acher achila, it would be embarrassing for her, it would be disparaging for her that he should live with her after eating. V'oid shem itoich sudam espaisin margilin zemzeh, if he eats with her, they will reconcile, and it will prepare for the mitzvah of oina. So again, the Ramban spells out clearly what Rashi seems to imply, that the mitzvah of eating with one's wife Friday night is connected to and attached to the mitzvah of oina. We're going to see that there'll be many nafkaminas if this is the reason why one is required to eat with one's wife Friday night. So that's what the Rashi and the Ramban learn. I believe they're Madaik in the Rashba, that the Rashba says the same reason. The Rashba asks, it says if somebody provides for his wife through a third party, so the Rashba quotes the Ravid, and the Ravid is bothered, why would one be able to provide for one's wife through a third party? So Ravid says, for example, if somebody works in another city, or learns in another city, so the oina is not daily or even twice a week, but it's Friday night. And therefore, since there's no chi of oina, he's providing her through a third party, except for Friday night. There's a chi of oina, and therefore he has to eat with her. Venira says the Rashba, shehaskiku l'ravzal l'farishken. The reason the Ravid explained this way is because she'ilu ba'isa malach ve'ira, if the guy is doing work in his city, he can't provide for her through a third party. He has to eat with her daily. And if he doesn't, he has to divorce her and give a ksuba, because it's embarrassing for her. People will find out he's not eating with her. Like we learned later on in Hamadir, that someone who makes a neder or asers his wife from getting hana from him, so for 30 days you provide a third party to support her. And after that, Yoitziv Yiteng Suba. And the Gemara says, why 30 days? 30 days, nobody will find out about it. So it's not embarrassing to her. More than 30 days, people will find out about it. Or, the Rashba says, our Mishnah is talking about where she was Meichel him. So either it's talking about where he doesn't have a Chi of Aina more than once a week because he works in a different city or he learns in a different city. Otherwise, he wouldn't be allowed to provide her through a third party. Or we're talking about where she's Meichel him and therefore allows him not to eat with her daily. But it seems like the mitzvah of eating with her is tied to the mitzvah of Aina, meaning we're talking about a scenario where he's working in a different city or learning in a different city, and therefore the mitzvah of Aina is only Friday night. So again, we see the shita of the Rashba seems to connect the Achila to the mitzvah of Aina. However, okay, good. That might be another possibility. In other words, maybe the reason the husband is obligated to eat with his wife is maybe it's a din in Shabbos. By the way, similar to what we learned regarding the sugya of Oina, that why is Oinas Tamidei Chachamim Friday night, let's say? Is it a din in once a week and really it could be any time and Shabbos is preferable? Or is it not mi din Oina at all? Maybe it's a din in Oineg Shabbos. Here we're going to see that eating with one spouse might be Kavod Shabbos. Okay, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says, Baal Sharatza Litin Lishta Mezanesa Ruya Isla V'tiyah Echeles V'shaisel Asma. A husband who wants to give his wife her food that's fit for her, and she will eat and drink by herself. V'hu Shaisa V'Echel Asma, and he'll eat and drink by himself. Harashus biyada, he's allowed to do that. Uvavad sheyoichal ima, as long as he eats with her, milele Shabbos to lele Shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night. So the Rambam seems to say, not like the Rashba and the Ravid. The Rashba and the Ravid seem to say that a husband has to eat with his wife, otherwise it's embarrassing for her. And our Mishnah is talking about either where she's Meichel or he works in another city. But the Rambam seems to say that a husband could just give food to his wife and not eat together with her, provide he eats with her Friday night. Why is Friday night different? The Magid Mishnah says that Rabbeinu Kasav, the Rambam writes, Shehu Rashai, that a husband is allowed to just provide for his wife and not eat with her. Mashem Midvarv Shekol Adam Rashai, that implies everyone's allowed to. But we know if somebody is asers his wife in Hana, then he has to get divorced. V'atam she'ino doyme l'madar ishtoy milahana isla. Why does the Rambam say that a person is allowed to give food to his wife and not eat with her? But we learn later on Daf Ayin that if somebody asers his wife in Hana, he has to divorce her. He says there's a very big distinction. The hasam yesh sham iser Hana. She's aser b'hana, ve'eno echela simai, and she doesn't eat with him, afilu b'leil Shabbos. Avokan, but here, she'ein kan iser hana. There's no iser hana. He's just making up with her that we're not going to eat together. Ve'oid shu oichel ima b'chol leil Shabbos, and he's eating with her every Friday night. Rashai, he's allowed to. Now, if you look further up, the Magid Mishnah's Madaik in the Rambam, not like the Rashba. The Rashba seems to say that a regular person cannot tell his wife to eat by herself. However, when it comes to the shita of the Rambam is that a husband could tell his wife to eat by herself. provided that he eats with her Friday night. So how does the Rambam understand why one is obligated to eat with one's wife Friday night? So let's see the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Umavur b'Yushalmi d'hainu dafke b'shekibla alav. The Yushalmi implies you can only provide her through a third party if she accepted upon himself, on herself. D'imloy kein otherwise, lav kol kamine. He doesn't have the force, he doesn't have the ability. V'chein ma'ashanami v'gemar didam b'resh perak hamadr d'yosim yishalishim yoyim zila ba'milsa. More than 30 days, it's embarrassing. Elisha Rambam Pasak, the Rambam Pasak is the Afim Loinis Ratzis. Even if she doesn't agree, Yachal HaShoysa Tchila Idei Shlish, you could Chalchila provide her through a third party. Why? Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'nira Shesoyver. It appears that the Rambam holds the Hachal Loizila Ba'milsa. That if you didn't answer her Bahana and you're eating with her Friday night, it's not a Zilusa. Kima Doi Chalasi Mai Leile Shabbos. Behainu command Amr Achila Mamish. That's why the Rambam doesn't hold like the Yushalmi. The Rishalmi says we're only talking about where she was Moichel. But the Rambam says even if she's not Moichel, you could provide for her through a third party. Why doesn't the Rambam pass like the Yushalmi? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because it's possible the Yushalmi holds like the man Amr Achila Asima is Tashmish. And not eating. And therefore, the Yushalmi holds its Zilusa. If you're not going to eat with her, it's disparaging to her. So, therefore, the Yushalmi holds that the Mishnah has to be talking about where she's Moichel. But the Rambam paskins like our Gemara, that Oichelas imai means that she mamish eats with him. But the Rambam holds, only when you aser her, bahana is it zila ba'milsa. If you're madur hana, if you say, you can't get hana from me, then it's zilusa if you don't eat with her. But if you don't aser bahana, it's just you're not eating with her. It's not zila ba'milsa. As long as you eat with her Friday night. The bottom line is there seems to be another way of learning this Gemara. That the reason why you have to eat with one's wife, one has to eat with their wife on Friday night, it's not that it's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of oina, it's that it's disparaging for the woman. It's zilusa if you don't eat with her. It's not because of the mitzvah of Tashmish. It's just zilusa if you don't. A nafkamina perhaps would be if somebody's wife was a nida. So there, it's not a leil oina. So if it's only because of the mitzvah of oina, then maybe you don't have to eat with her when she's a nida. But if it's zilusa, it's disparaging for her, then you would have to. There's a third shita. The shal sechuvas hatashbeitz. Shaila Reishnun Tes. Ma'ashen estapik l'chabalashin Rambam achila zu imi tashmish ay achila mamish. Says the tashbeit stavar zeh machloikas hu. It's a machloikas. The Gemara, pasku hariaf, the Harambam, command the Amr achila mamish. Shechayiv ima leil Shabbos. Shechayiv lechol ima leil Shabbos. One is obligated to eat with her leil Shabbos. Why? Mibnei kavod ha-Shabbos. Because of kavod Shabbos. So this is similar to what you were saying, Rabasi, that this is a third possibility. Again, Rashi, the Ramban, say it's part of the mitzvah of Oina. The Rambam seems to say, not that it's connected to Oina, but if you don't eat with her, it's Zilusa. The Tashbit says it's not Kavod Shabbos. The Nesivos has a Chiddush, that the halacha is if somebody is madar their wife not to get hana, you're not allowed to eat on the same plate. So now, the Beis Yaakov, who is the Nesivos HaMishpat, wants to be mechadesh that the din that husband and wife have to eat together Friday night is only kara achas, because the whole purpose of eating together is it's bali de tashmish, but that's only when there's kiruv das. So it has to be specifically bekara achas. He says v'mkein leka kiruv das to hatam hu to ba'achilas le'elo Shabbos mishum oinahu. V'hainu mishum kiruv hadas u'v'kara achas yesh yoyseh kiruv hadas k'detanan lo yoychel hazav im hazava. V'mnei hergal avera. U'v'she'ein oichlin bekara achas leka kiruv hadas. Okay, so here are some nafgaminas. Number one, does a husband have to eat with his wife Shabbos day? Or could he say, you know, there was a kiddush in shul? So the Meiri is mechadesh that a husband is obligated to eat with his wife not only Friday night but also Shabbos day. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, Soyid ima b'leil Shabbos u b'Shabbos. Other poskim don't mention this. That implies that they hold that you don't have to eat with them Shabbos day. So it depends. You could say the machlokes is it depends what the reason you have to eat with your wife on Shabbos. If it's midin oina, then that would only apply Friday night. But the Meiri, who says it applies Shabbos day, it's suggested in the Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Mishnas Haksuva. He says that it could be the Meiri who says that there's a mitzvah for a husband to eat with his wife Shabbos day. Holds like the Tashbetz that it's because of Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, Kavod Hayoim is greater than Kavod Halayla. Therefore, if you have to eat with her at night, you certainly have to eat with her during the day. Or another nafgamina, if somebody's wife is a nida. So according to the Rajba, that the whole reason is it's a detail of mitzvah sa'ina. So if there is no mitzvah sa'ina, let's say she's a nida, you don't have to eat with her. But the Shas Tshuvas Tashbetz himself says, even ishtay nida, you have to eat with her. So the Tashbetz is going l'shitase. The Tashbetz holds the reason you have to eat with your wife is Kavod Shabbos. So then it wouldn't make an afkamina. Whether it's the day, it wouldn't make an afkamina if she's a nida or not. Another nafgamina is if the husband has to eat with his wife on Leil Shavuos or Leil Rosh Hashanah, where the minhag is not to be mishamesh. That if it's because of mitzvahs oina, you don't have to. But the Tashbetz says it's kavod yomtiv. So then it would apply to Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah. Or what if another nafgamina would be is if the husband already ate and then he came home. That if it's Alt Kavod Shabbos, which is a detail in Suda Shabbos, so the husband already was Mekayim Kavod Shabbos. He already is Mekayim the Suda. You're going to obligate him to eat again? But if it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Oina, then, or that she should not be, it's a zilzol, so it could be he would have to eat again with her. Okay, so basically, we have three reasons why for the mitzvah of eating with her Friday night. Is it a detail of oina? Is it because of zilusa? Or is it because of kavod Shabbos? And they make a lot of nafkaminas. If it's kavod Shabbos, it might apply during the day. It may apply even if she's a nida. If it might be on a leil Rosh Hashanah or a leil Shavuos. Or if he already ate, then if it's alts kavod, then you would be exempt. Okay, so these are some of the ramifications of the reason for Eicheles Imai B'Leilu Shabbosos. Okay, Shkoyach, have a wonderful night. Kol Tov. Okay, Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.